Today on the podcast, we want to talk about using AI to make money from social media. And specifically, there's a trend, and there's something that I've been seeing a lot on posted on X, which is these faceless TikTok channels. Jamie, I know you did a bunch of research on us. Break us down on this new side hustle.
Yeah, so because of how TikTok works and the fact that you're, randomly shown content, or at least at the start, and then it kind of curates the content to what you're interested in, there's this whole new world out there with TikTok Shop. And so basically, people are able to generate affiliate income through creating content on TikTok. So there's a lot more financial incentive to doing so than there used to be. Compare that with the developments in AI video, and you have a recipe for passive income, or at least income where you don't have to show your face and be a traditional content creator. So there's some really cool stuff out there. Jaden, what types of tools are you seeing? What types of things are you seeing out there? I have a couple of my own things I've been seeing, but what have you been seeing as far as all this goes?
So, okay, I want to break down the process that I've looked at so far because I think it's interesting and I think a lot of people might be interested in it. But essentially, there's tools where they will, you pick like what the background video is, and they have a bunch of different options where it's just like, you've probably seen the videos, like someone's talking, but in the background, there's like a those like satisfying like videos of someone like chopping up like sand, or like there's just like those like funny like satisfying videos, or like someone playing like a video game, or like some sort of like B-roll of like luxury cars or something. So anyways, whatever the you kind of pick like some B-roll style that works for you. This one tool in particular that I've seen, and then you go over and you pick a feed on Reddit, and it's going to take like stories from that Reddit feed, run them through ChatGPT to reword them essentially, or just create its own in like the style of ones from those, and then it will do use an AI to voice over that, put the whole thing together as a package on YouTube and post it. So essentially, automatically post it. So essentially, you're creating a or sorry, TikTok. So essentially, you're creating a TikTok channel that is just like these like interesting stories with like viral videos in the background and an AI voiceover reading them. And some of them are getting really popular. There's a number of people that I've seen that are making like someone made like $9,000 in the last 6 months on one. So I think they're making like $80 a day or something with one of these faceless TikToks.
That's a crazy amount of money on TikTok, because that's just based on ad revenue, right? That's not affiliates or anything. That's just ad. That's got to be like millions upon millions of views. That's crazy.
So it's super, super crazy. And I think it's interesting because like people, I probably like you could have just done this like manually, but still using AI, right? Like if you were just like you go find the Reddit feed and you go find like an interesting story on there and you copy and paste it into ChatGPT and then you get it to rewrite it and then you put it into like 11 Labs and you get it to make an audio clip and then you put it on top of like one of those videos and then you get like CapCut to add captions to it and you post it. So you could do that whole process. What I'm seeing now is a lot of these tools that will package like a whole process and a whole workflow of AI tools together to do something for you and automate it. And that to me is like the golden ticket where like you can set it up and you don't have to do it. But my question to you, Jamie, is like, do you think that if you use one of these, like what's your gut feeling if you set something up and forget it, could it actually make you passive income? Like, could this actually work?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the short term it could. So, I mean, you bring up a great point by if you're doing all that manually, it's still going to be hardly worth it because think about all those processes you're going to have to do, uploading different things, even sourcing the text. That's a ton of work. So, to be able to automate it would be huge. I mean, I know a guy who had a really successful YouTube channel, and I would be curious to see if he's still successful, but he had a good voice for reading, and he used to do this with Reddit threads. He would just read them to like some B-roll. But now that you have ChatGPT and 11 Labs to replicate your voice, you can totally get rid of all that. The problem is with all this is that there's going to be more and more noise out there. So I think in the short term, I think you could be successful if you can have AI create, 20 to 30 pieces of content for you a day to post. You're going to get the millions of views, but I think, especially, you know, at some point TikTok is going to have to moderate and be like, and distinguish that type of content. And probably I would guess their algorithm stopped showing it as much because it's not, people are going to eventually, if everything they swipe to is one of those Reddit threads, they're going to not be on TikTok anymore, you know? So,
So my thinking on this is that TikTok doesn't actually have to do any moderation because, so YouTube, for example, or Google, sorry, they had a stance at the beginning of last year where they were like, okay, AI generated content, we're going to like demote it in the search algorithm. And so everyone was using like tools to like take their ChatGPT outputs and spit them through like these word spinners so that like it wasn't AI detectable anymore. Okay. Also, it was really hard to detect AI even if it didn't go through the spinner. So on both sides of that, it was tricky. Then Google changed their policy and said, okay, forget it. Pretty much, I think they couldn't detect all the AI stuff and they couldn't get around all the cat and mouse games. So they said, okay, forget it. You can use AI if you want. That's fine. Also, a lot of legitimate businesses would just be like, hey, I need a little copy for the homepage on this snippet. ChatGPT, what do you think? And they just like paste it. And like, they don't want to like derank like a legit business that one of their employees might have like done that, you know? So in any case, they said, okay, fine. You can use AI, but our policy is the same, which is good quality content will rank, poor quality content won't rank. And how they determine that is how long someone stays on the content for. Like a web page or whatever. I think we're going to see the same thing with TikTok and a lot of these video places, the same policy where they probably won't have an anti-AI policy. It's just going to be whatever goes viral. And if literally, for some reason, every piece of content that went viral was like these AI generated ones, I think they'd still push a lot of them because that's just what, but like at the end of the day, I personally don't love only watching those AI ones. Like I want to see a real person at a real place doing something interesting. And TikTok's algorithm is like, they mix up like a whole bunch of like interesting topics that aren't all the exact same. So I tend to think that it will organically get worked out, but I do think that there's going to be a lot of this AI stuff interjected. But if it's stuff that I like and I'm interested in, whatever it is, then and I stay on it, they'll probably keep promoting it. I don't know. That's kind of my assumption.
Yeah, that's fair. As long as it doesn't keep, like, let's say I listen to a Reddit story on TikTok. I don't want to see 100 ones after that. You know, as long as there's enough other content out there, you know, that it doesn't keep feeding me these AI things. I don't know.
It's interesting. I think you make a great point. Whereas like, if you're on TikTok or anything, you have to be so careful. Like, cause if you watch a full video through, you just have to like be prepared to know that like, you're going to get 10 more like that in the next, like, you know, 10 minutes or whatever. So sometimes I'm like, oh, like mildly interested in this random farmer showing this like interesting piece of farm equipment in Ohio. But like, I don't have a farm and I don't actually want to see any more farm equipment. All of a sudden I get like all these farm equipment videos on TikTok and I'm like, ah, dang it. Like,
that's funny. So, well, I came across another guy who he's a YouTube creator. He had a little different take than the Reddit threads. He basically would have ChatGPT come up with different riddles for him. Okay. And then he would make basically with Canva just different riddles. But he even gave his prompt, which I thought was interesting. It was pretty simple, but he basically said, ChatGPT, you're a well-known riddle expert, and your task is to create engaging and unique riddles for your audience to solve. They should be easy enough to solve, but not too obvious. Three options. So he basically gave ChatGPT this prompt and then had ChatGPT make a table that he then basically just like a Excel table, and then he copied that over to Canva and just basically generated all these different riddles. And he claims anyways on this YouTube video, he makes $7,000 a week doing this.
Holy smokes. So, that's crazy. Wait, where is he posting these? On TikTok?
On TikTok, yep. But the caveat is that he's trying to drive engagement, so people are supposed to answer in the comments what they think the answer to the riddle is. So I think maybe he's driving more views that way, but I thought that was interesting.
Dude, that is crazy. I think anytime you can automate like some of the brain power for your content, like something like that. Yeah, the riddles on TikTok, that sounds like a no-brainer. What I do think, though, is interesting is he's using AI, but it's also still like him and his voice. And also the other one you mentioned where they were like someone with a good voice reading like Reddit feeds, like it was like their own voice. For those that don't know, when I first asked Jamie if he wanted to do a podcast with me, he was like, sure, I'm just going to make a HeyGen profile and link it to ChatGPT and you can just talk to that instead. And I was like, no, Jamie, I need you, the real person. So you guys are lucky I didn't let him get away with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think when it comes to a lot of that stuff, like we've talked about before on here, the human element of the ums, the ahs, and just different thought processes are going to be, in the end, I think what distinguishes a lot of the AI from, you know, real people, real content. And I think I actually, this should have gone on our predictions podcast we did, but I think in 2024, live streaming is going to become a lot more popular because it's almost like the last frontier of AI because it's not as fakeable. So
yes, that's a great point. Now, what I will say though is I've been seeing some very interesting things. Okay, wait, I want to give a quick shout out. The tool that I was talking about is called faceless.video, not sponsored. I've seen them sponsor a bunch of stuff. So there's a free plug for them. Happy birthday. But go check it out.
Is that the one that does the Reddit? It pulls all the stuff together from Reddit?
Yeah, the Reddit one. It's paid, but like go look at their website if you're interested in this, because it's just to see how they do their process. It's interesting. Okay. But what I did want to say was it's going to be a lot more difficult to distinguish what's AI generated in the future. I think people are going to get more tricky with it. Something I've been seeing a lot on X, a lot of posts about, people have been sharing. Essentially, there's a new prompt that they're using with Midjourney to make things look like they are like not AI generated. And what it is, the prompt essentially, I'll give it to you. It's something like, this is roughly speaking, it's something like phone picture, not like, no one. Oh my gosh, I gotta find the prompt for it. Okay, but anyways, long story short, I'll find the prompt and I'll tell you guys in a minute. But it's pretty much, people are, it just looks like it's like a, they're telling it to make a photo that looks like it just came off of your camera roll. So it's not like, you know, like coffee shop with girl and boy and this cup of coffee and steam rising off of it. That's going to make a really like pretty picture that it's kind of like obvious it's AI generated. They figured out a way with Midjourney V6 to make it literally just look like someone just took like a picture with their phone. It's not high quality. Nothing's fancy about it. It looks like a phone picture. It's so hard for me to tell these things are not AI generated.
Yeah, that's interesting because I know the whole, we've talked about AI influencers and the rise of those recently. The problem was like all the pictures and video of them look very produced. So it looks like, you know, a camera crew is following them around with high-end cameras, but that's not really it doesn't look real, you know, like people want. But yeah, if it could replicate like a cell phone kind of low budget, lo-fi camera, a little, you know, back of a phone camera, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's super, super crazy. All right, I found the prompt for you. So you say phone, photo, selfie, and then whatever you want the image to be of, like in a classroom, in a grocery store, people in a grocery store, people in a coffee shop, but whatever. It's phone, photo, selfie, comma, boring, PHY, or like boring and then something else, right? So some people are saying like boring, like classroom, boring, grocery store, boring. But you put the word boring there, and then posted on Snapchat, style raw, and then AR9.16. Okay. Anyways, that's the secret. That's the secret prompt.
Interesting.
I don't want to write that down and use it. But it's like phone photo selfie, I think, is the secret, and posted on Snapchat is a secret, and style raw. And these literally just look like boring pictures that someone took. But I'm like looking through the photos and being like, oh my gosh, these would be like perfect if you want to embed photos on your website and just make it look like, if you want to make AI generated stuff look not AI generated, this is the style to go for, and it's perfect. So it just kind of got my wheels turning. Like, it's going to be a lot harder to detect this AI stuff in the future.
Yeah. And with Pika Labs, I'm sure there'll be some kind of, command out there eventually to a prompt that will get it to look not as produced as well. So that's interesting to see where that'll go for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. But, you know, I think this is just an interesting area to look at and to talk about, because as I think AI goes into more different niches and areas, there's going to be so many different businesses and so many different opportunities to automate your social media, whether that's posting on Twitter or creating videos and TikToks and whatever. And I think there's essentially you're going to be able to create a lot of traffic for whatever your products are. And now is the time to get started building distribution for whatever your product is. If you have a product or business now, like, use these tactics. But even if you're like, oh, I'm thinking about going into business in like this industry or selling like these things, like, start today building out AI automated social media channels that if you want in the future, you could take over and run with yourself or with higher quality content, but get AI to start building these because those audiences are going to be really, really valuable. That's my opinion on it.
Yeah. I mean, I think you bring up a great point because on this channel, we love talking about side hustles, ways to make money with AI. But at the end of the day, we always end up talking about the marketing side and the social media side a lot of times too. But that's because we understand that it's so powerful for driving traffic to your product or service. So I think that's really, you know, there's other use cases for AI as well within the business from like chatbots and, you know, virtual assistants and things like that. But for the average person, driving the sales, the eyeballs to your product or service or someone else's is really where a lot of the power is in AI, at least right now.
100%. So a big shout out to everyone that listened to the podcast today. We wanted to say, like, of course, this is a new year. This is January. And if you could give us one gift, if you got any value out of this episode or anything that we've been doing on the AI Hustle podcast, leave us a review. It would mean the world to us. We read the reviews. We love the reviews. Whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts and just drop us like some stars, or if you're listening on Spotify, drop us some stars. We really appreciate it. But we hope that you all have a fantastic rest of your year. We're going to keep you up to date. We're going to do our best to keep you up to date on everything happening on AI in AI in 2024. But leave us a review, and I hope that you all have a wonderful rest of your day.
See ya.